This is Steve Fairchild at FairchildQBTraining.com, and you are listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Trying to get a hold of Drew Kreisman from DNVR Rockies, so we'll keep efforting that. Talk to him about the Rockies draft pick, first round specifically. And I mean, I'm telling you, if you think the NFL draft is a crapshoot, then Major League Baseball, that's one I will never even pretend to tell you that Benny Montgomery is going to be the next big thing. No way. Maybe Drew has more insight. Drew does follow a lot more outside of just the Rockies, too. So we'll talk to Drew if we can get a hold of him. Shout out to Orthopedic and Spine Center of the Rockies. Over 41 specialists providing care across 6 medical campuses. Fort Collins, Loveland, Greeley, Longmont, Lafayette, and Westminster. Foot and ankle, hand and upper extremity, pediatric orthopedics, shoulders, spine, hip, knees, joint replacement, sports medicine, whatever. You're hurting. You've been thinking, you've been putting it off for too long, and you know, maybe it's beyond the care of chiropractic care. Like our friends with Rev Chiropractic, of course, maybe it's beyond that, because it can be. Talk to our friends over at OCR, Orthopedic and Spine Center of the Rockies. First Advantage text line, 970-478-1301. Radke texting in. Will anybody be sad when Pop is out of the league? Pop and LeBron James, two greats, but can't wait till those personalities are gone. They just both have kind of, as they go on in the NBA, they both kind of just have this attitude. Anytime you interview them, they just snippy. Pop has kind of been like that for a while. Dixon, is it just me? Or does even things like Alonzo's interview, make you appreciate Joker even more? Alonzo saying, hey, I'm the best hitter in the game. I'm the best power hitter in the game. You know, does it make you appreciate Joker even more? He's the best there is. Feel he's the best power hitter in the game, blah, blah, blah. Seems like every time we turn on the TV, there is some athlete telling us how great they are. Listen, I don't really have a terrible problem with that as much because I like unique personalities, but it does make you kind of go, wow, Joker's really... really unique. We do have Drew Kreisman on with us now. Drew Kreisman, our Rockies insider from DNVR Rockies. Drew, my friend, always great to catch up with you.
Hey, it's great to catch up with you, Brady. It's blasting out here in the middle of everything. I am in the thick of it.
Where are you?
I'm at McGregor Square.
Wow.
I'm right in the middle. If anyone watched the press conference, the main one with Shohei Ohtani and Max Scherzer, the two managers and all that yesterday, that is right where I am right now. I'm standing right in front of that stage.
We've had a lot of texters texting in about it. Some have been, some want to know more about it. Is it just something else down there, man? Seeing the stuff on TV and all the camera angles is great, but being there, I can't imagine, my friend. It's amazing.
It's absolutely wild, Brady. I covered the NLDS both in Milwaukee and in Denver, and I thought, you know, okay, this is going to be bigger than that, but is it, you know, 3, 4, maybe 5 times bigger. How naive a child I was. I've never seen so many people. There were 7,000 reporters on the field yesterday, I think. I did a quick head count. It's amazing, man. It really is. It's cool. But, like, I will also say it hasn't felt, you know, totally overwhelming. You know, sometimes these things can be a big mess. And the vibes have been great out here. Everyone's having a good time. I think McGregor Square is handled everything it's needed to handle well. They're doing a red carpet event right now. The American League All-Stars are walking out, and people are hollering and screaming. Good Lord, Aaron Judge is a large man.
Is that who you're next? Is that who you're like in proximity to right now?
Yeah, like wow. Yeah, right. What are you? 6'8".
Yeah, I mean, just monsters. They look big on TV, and then they're just like monsters in real life.
I mean,
it's amazing. It's got to be cool. And again, seeing the atmosphere just via television last night for the Derby was absolutely breathtaking.
Oh yeah, the Derby. That look, I'm biased because it's the only one I've been to, and I was covering it. I had a pretty good seat, but that was amazing. That was absolutely incredible. Everything from the showcase that Pete Alonso put on, which just blew my mind, to Juan Soto hitting a ball 520 feet, his showdown with Shohei Ohtani, the story of Trey Mancini and the way that the crowd embraced him throughout the whole thing. I loved how the Let's Go Rockies chant broke out when Trevor Story came out. I thought that was really cool. The way they embraced Story. The way they blew up for Nolan Arenado coming out to give Trevor Story some water. That was probably the biggest ovation of the entire night.
Drew, that was what, for some reason, that hit me more than Nolan and the crowd giving him the ovation a few weeks ago or a few days ago. For some reason, that moment really bothered me. Like, I loved it, and I was really sad at the same time.
You know why, Brady? It's because they tell us all the time, and we all know it's true. They tell us, you know, sports, it's business. Hey, baseball's a business. Every time a guy gets traded, it leaves in free agency. Whatever happens, they remind us, and we go, that's right. And we treat it like that, and we do that on our show, and I know you've got to do it on yours at times. But then those moments remind you, like, that's just his boy. Like, that's just his dude.
Yeah.
Like, and that's all that was. It's just like, I'm your guy right now. I know we don't wear the same uniform anymore, but tonight that really doesn't matter. And it hurt in that moment when you realize, like, yeah, they really had something special there. They let it slip away from them, especially with Marquez out there, too, and that quick little reunion. And you're just like, man, ah. But it was a great moment.
Yeah, it really was. And again, all this cool stuff with Story launching it, man, it was great. It's fantastic. But then there's that part, you know, that just... It's like, it's amazing. Yeah. It's great to see it. But is this the end? Are we in the end of times when it comes to Trevor Story? And I know you and I chatted about it, but I don't want to believe you, Drew. I do, but I don't. I understand why they would do it, but I don't want to see another guy go that we love.
Yeah, it's tough. It's always really hard. And then, yeah, that baseball business thing comes right back to you, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He is an expiring contract who's basically made it clear that he's not going to be staying here long term. So as much as holding on to him feels good for a little while, it really does cost you in the long run. As much as you love Trevor Story, you also want the Rockies to be competitive again someday, and they can better their chances to be competitive again someday by moving him pretty quickly now after this All-Star thing, and I think they will, and kind of ripping that Band-Aid off and then fully embracing the next generation, and they've got to make some smart moves after that and go and sign some guys in the offseason that the fans can get on board with and really hype this next young group that's coming up, and hope that guys like McMahon and Rogers and Tapia have big second halves to kind of take people's minds off it. The way Trevor Story broke out in 2016 when people didn't know that was going to happen and everyone was really, really sad about Troy Tulowitzki. And I'm never going to get over Troy Tulowitzki leaving, and this team's never going anywhere, and this whole thing got screwed up. And then Trevor Story steps in, and he was the new sensation. There will be a new one, so enjoy these final moments, including this home run derby. It was a special moment for him and for baseball fans in Colorado.
Yeah, no question, man. I mean, it really is. You can feel it. It is a special thing. I know there's those fans still that are like, the Rockies organization, they don't deserve this and all that. But, man, it's hard for me to buy into that at all, because this is fantastic. This is what it's all about.
Yeah, and you know what? Frankly, there's like 15 organizations in baseball you could make an argument. You know,
right.
That haven't won the World Series actually since the Rockies have become a team. That's true. Since 1993, half the teams in baseball haven't won the World Series. And that's when you're including, like, the Blue Jays winning it in 93 and the Braves winning it in 95. Like, it's hard to get there, man. So I know, you know, people feel like the organization's being rewarded, but it's not. It's the city is being rewarded. The fans are being rewarded. The vast majority of the money, by the way, for anyone wondering, for like tickets and merchandise and even concessions, goes to Major League Baseball. Dick Monfort's not making a whole lot of money off of this. The surrounding businesses and Lotto are making a ton of money off of this. And fans, new, great, well-cultured baseball fans who can force Dick Monfort or whoever owns the team next are being born and being educated and being given now a lifetime full of memories right here where I'm standing in our state, who are going to grow up to be much better baseball fans and demand to see excellence out of the Colorado Rockies in the future. That's all very important. This has been an extraordinary week.
No question about it. And excited to see what the rest of the week has in store for us. And you know, I'm excited to see the Rockies get back into it, too. I mean, hey, winning that first road series only took them half the season to the exact halfway point. But, I mean, we're pumped. What gets lost in the shuffle is the draft, Drew. And who better to talk to us about these guys? Like, I can't tell you, like, I'll be in my 40s before we know if Montgomery's good or not. But the controversy, of course, around, oh, they didn't take Rocker. Well, we know the history there. What did you think of the first draft pick, the first at number 8 for the Rockies?
Yeah, Benny Montgomery's a really interesting choice. There's people that want it. I think the only problem, people don't really have a problem with Benny Montgomery. It's more, why didn't they take House? Why didn't they take Rocker? And I get those kinds of things, but I've been preaching forever that the Colorado Rockies, if they're going to embrace playing at Coors Field, they need to build their team around this unique environment. And they've never had that super athletic outfield all the way across, that super athlete. And a lot of times those guys in center field can't really hit much. You know, Billy Hamilton is kind of the poster child for that. And so they're looking for somebody. You know, I talked to the people who really know scouting in my area and the people who watch these guys. They said, this kid's going to be the best defensive center fielder the Rockies have ever had. The question is just, is he going to be able to hit enough to even get there? And it's a project at 18. You know, is he going to help the team anytime soon? No. But should he be arriving right around the same time Zach Veen is, who's also a super athlete, who's stealing all these bases? And so now you've got all these speed demons who are also 6'5" with a little bit of pop running around in your outfield 4-5 years from now. I think that may be the best solution to the Coors Field problem that's never been attempted. So this is a weird way of going about doing it rather than just signing a free agent who could do it now. But I don't, growing them, I don't mind that at all. And I think the kid's got a chance to be a star. It sounds like there was some signability with Rocker that he maybe just wasn't going to go to the Rockies, or he wasn't going to go for the price that they had at that spot. They were going to really have to overpay him. And they ended up with Jaden Hill with their second pick, who was somebody a bunch of people told me was going to go 1-1 overall until he got hurt. So the Rockies ended up with somebody that my most trusted scouting person told me was their second best pitcher in the entire draft after Leiter, and the Rockies got him with their number 2 pick. So that said, I don't worry about them missing out with pitching on number 1 if they really did get this superstar athlete who might be one of the better solutions to the Coors problem. Now we're solving some problems.
Yeah, well, you'd be the best one to talk to about it, Drew. We're up against it here. I want to catch up with you more next week, too, once we get back into the regular season. Talk about the future management position, of course, with the Rockies that had us going last week, too. I want to get into that. I want to get into more of the draft and kind of get your grades. And again, I think the draft really shows people like you. Like, we need guys like you that study it years before they're drafted. So I look forward to catching up with you next week, my friend.
Yeah, absolutely. And Austin Gomber will be back. Hop on back the Gomb train.
Hey, you said you're right by the red carpet, by the way. Is that? I was assuming that was for you. Are you getting to walk on the carpet at all? Is that?
I'm next.
Okay.
I'm next. Fernando Tatis Jr. is going to go, and then I'm right behind him.
Take pictures, man. At least be on the phone with us while you're doing it so we can be a part of it.
100%.
Drew, have fun, man. It's a great time. Glad you get to be down there enjoying it and working, of course. But keep up the great work and have a great time.
Absolutely. Always a blast to catch up with you, Brady.
All right, man. Drew Kreisman. They've got the red carpet down there, man. It is cool. McGregor Square. It's a cool thing, man. Really, really awesome chance for Drew to be out there. For anybody that's going down there. The Home Run Derby was the big ticket, though. That was the ticket. 51 minutes after the hour. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, where are we here? Okay, we've got Bronco stuff that I didn't get to from yesterday. An article in the Denver Post. Was Jerry Jeudy wasted in his rookie season? I think that is a strange statement. Was a person wasted their rookie season, basically putting the blame all on Drew Lock? So we'll get to the final segment coming up next. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy, live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios.
It's a party. Northern Colorado's voice. 1310 KFKA. The Block Party, Wednesdays from 4 to 10 p.m.